Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Gary Downing, and I'm joined by Sports Illustrated's Don Banks here at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Don, let's go ahead and start with guys that aren't on the team yet, aren't even in the NFL yet. In the most recent mock draft, which you did before the Combine, right, you have Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o falling to the Ravens. And what would it take for him to be around there at pick number 32 and for the Ravens to pounce on him?
Well, I think it's an important weekend for him because I think he really wants to start to change the narrative from the off-field story that surrounded him in January. He wants to get people back focused on the football side. Now, 80% of what the NFL wants to hear out of Te'o this weekend has to do with just, you know, what kind of football player he is, what kind of leader, about his intangibles, how he tests and how he measures. But there is the other part of the story, and I think he has to look people in the eye, and he has to be upfront about it. He can't be embarrassed. He's got to say, I was naive. I kind of shaded the truth. I lied to my dad. But I'm going to learn from this, and I'm not going to be as gullible. They're basically just trying to make sure that they're not bringing a guy into their locker room that has an honesty problem. And I think he'll get over that. I think he'll start to change the narrative that has surrounded him for the past month here in Indianapolis. So as far as the Ravens, I mean, I think that would be a dream scenario because he would obviously be a pretty good value at number 32, and he obviously would fill in at inside linebacker and give them another piece of the puzzle there. So it makes a lot of sense. I think they'd be happy if he was still on the board. You hear everything this far out from 20 into early second round, but he's got to overcome that Alabama game as well. He obviously got manhandled by Chance Warmack, the Alabama guard, who's probably going to be a top five pick here. And the NFL is probably going to give this kid the benefit of the doubt. He's got a track record of being a productive player and being a high intangible player. What he did with the saga off the field with the fake dead girlfriend was kind of remove the intangible check from his column. He's working on trying to put it back in there.
You mentioned that he would kind of fill in at inside linebacker for the Ravens. Well, they've got a big hole, obviously, with Ray Lewis retiring. How do you think kind of he would potentially handle that responsibility of stepping in for Ray Lewis, which the Ravens have been, you know, trying to find a guy to be the next, you know, whether it's fair or not to put that kind of staple, that name to somebody. But how do you think he would do in that sort of a situation?
It's projection, but I think they look at him, and he's obviously been a leader at a high-profile program, and he's obviously, again, had great intangibles before this episode. So if you're looking for a guy to fill almost unfillable shoes, I mean, it makes a lot of sense that you'd look for a guy that has had the spotlight on him and has played at a major program and has showed leadership. So that's why a lot of people are putting them together. And when you consider if his draft stock does tumble at all, then maybe they're in play at 32. But I think so much could change between now and April. And that mock that I did was right after the AFC-NFC title games. I got another one coming out this week. And really, coming out of the combine, you usually have a lot of new perceptions to draw upon from the draft class of 2013.
All right, Don. Well, that Te'o picture and the draft picture, I guess, as a whole, will kind of start to crystallize here over the next couple of weeks. Thank you very much for your time. We look forward to seeing what happens.